This is a Capricorn FM podcast.
By the end of this conversation, you might have a solution for all the unwanted fat in your body. For me, particularly on my stomach. Actually, if I had to think of another place, for me, it would definitely be the back of my arms. You know, like for the ladies, like, oh, male bra, and then bra liyanga ko, yi manyanyana ko, mashinya manyaman lesia. I don't like that. And I think I'm developing it. Oh, okay, not developing it. I have it. I almost lied to you. That is so bad. I'm so sorry. Listen, today we're talking about liposuction. And to help us with this conversation, we've got plastic reconstructive surgeon, Dr. Chris Viamungu. Good morning, Doc. Thank you so much for your time. How are you doing?
I'm well, thank you. Good morning to your listeners.
So, Doc, please break down for us what liposuction procedure is and where on the body it would be done.
So, the basal liposuction is removal of excess or unwanted fat on your body,
mm-hmm.
and then it's done via a liposuction cannula, liposuction machine.
Okay.
So basically, you can do that from head to toe. On your on your face, you can do to your chin, just to accentuate your jawline, and then you can also be done on the arm, at the back or front of your arms. It can also be done on your tummy. And their back, especially on those back rows.
Yeah. Sure.
The other place will be your buttocks, especially when you want to do your Brazilian buttock lift, what is commonly known as BBL.
Uh-huh.
The next place will be your thighs.
Mm.
So people who think their thighs are big, that one can help with your liposuction. Then lastly will be your legs. Some people have excess fat in the legs.
Okay.
That can be also addressed by liposuction.
Sure.
Basically, be part of your body contouring procedures.
Sure. I think of the places you mentioned today, I would definitely pay for the back, you know, just under the arms there, where the bra line sits, the tummy, and definitely the inner thighs.
Exactly, yeah.
So who would be eligible for a liposuction procedure? Are there any, exclusion factors?
Yes. Basically, okay. Liposuction is not a benign procedure or a simple procedure.
Okay.
Because people die from it, especially if you go and get it done under the untrained hands. So any individual who is healthy, basically you have to be healthy.
Okay.
Well, in any procedure you do, safety comes first.
Mm.
And that will be mostly your women post delivery. After you have a couple of pregnancies and deliveries, then you should be able to benefit from that procedure.
Mm.
And also, that will be basically part of a makeover procedure. And then the other people will be people who have not excess fat. If you have an excess fat, well, we check your BMI, your body mass index, to be more than 30,
mm-hmm.
then that would be a bit dangerous. So it's recommended for people who are less than 30
sure.
BMI.
And this is for both men and women?
Exactly. For men, especially, it can also help for breasts. If you have a gynecomastia, part of it can be addressed with a liposuction.
Sure.
So the other thing for men is those who need an athletic look, with a six-pack,
yes.
That six-pack can be accentuated and then matched well with a liposuction.
Absolutely. So is it something that we can do once off, or after I do liposuction and somehow I gained my weight back, the fat is back, can I do this procedure again and again? How many times?
Yes, you can. So you can do it, but remember, the more you do them, the more scarring you get. Then it requires a lot more effort to achieve your result. So basically what you need to look at is it an excess fat, and then is the skin also in excess? So there are two components, that would be your fat under the skin, and also the quality of your skin, the way it contracts, because you want to remove the fat and then allow your skin to contract. So if you have a poor skin that cannot contract, then liposuction alone will not help you. And then if you also have excess fat inside your tummy, so that one we can't reach it. So there's nothing you can do about it. You have to lose weight. You have to lose it by your exercises and your diet.
Absolutely.
So only under the skin, yes.
So, Doc...
Usually you can stage it twice, then maybe three times, yeah. That
sure.
can be done.
Earlier on, you mentioned that it's a dangerous procedure and people die. What are the dangers of it?
So basically, if you know, it depends on also the, how long you are in theater for, mm. and then how much fat you take. Okay. So there's a limit on how much fat you can take to be a very safe procedure.
Okay.
So when you start to take above 4 liters, then you know there we're entering in a dangerous position.
Ooh.
But people usually have your what you call fat embolus. Your fat can go in the vessels and block your oxygen intake, where we call it pulmonary embolus. Then other people die because of systemic effects, where you lose a lot of blood,
mm.
and then you collapse, especially if you are doing it in a non-accredited institution like a hospital. Some people want to do it very cheap, but that cheap end up costing people's lives.
Sure.
Yeah, we have to be in a controlled environment in hospital where you have to check all this, how much blood you lost, to get fluid, and also painkillers, because it's an invasive procedure, basically.
Doc, thank you so much for taking time, having this conversation with us. It's spring. We might be calling on you again very soon for more procedures.
No problem.
But for those people who would like to book a consultation with you, find out more about their options when it comes to weight loss and anything you offer as a plastic and reconstructive surgeon, how do they get in touch with you, doctor?
Now they can call us on 015-291-4498 or on WhatsApp 071-872-520. We are also have a website, www.drchristianviagungu.co.za.
Thank you so much, Doc, for having this
Pleasure.
Chat with us. We really do appreciate your time. Listen, it's not something you go into lightly. You need to consider the factors that he spoke about, because one of the things that stood out for me is my ears literally pointed up when he said people die. You're just trying to get yourself a flat stomach, but people die. You know, you want to remove the excess fat on your thighs. But again, people do die when you do these kind of procedures. So you need to be very, very careful, especially in choosing the person who does this procedure. But he also mentioned doing it at a cheaper price. You know, the cheaper it goes, the less safe it becomes, I'd like to assume. I always look at even hair when I'm buying hair, and this hair is like a 26 inch and they're selling it for 1.5. I'm like, what's wrong with it? You know, what is wrong with that hair? You know, so it should be the same when we talk about, you know, doing any body toning procedures or any medical procedure in actual fact. So, yeah, man, he mentioned all the places where you can do lipo. I mean, from the top of your head to the soles of your feet, your chin, your back, your neck, everywhere. He mentioned the cheeks, everywhere. You can do liposuction literally anywhere where you want to do it. So for you, how are you dealing with that fat? And knowing now that, you know, there's no place that is off limits, where exactly would you get it if you were to get it? Like, let's say you've tried everything. You tell me, no, I've tried gymming, I've tried dieting and stuff like that. Now I think I'm just going to go the liposuction route. Where are you going to be liposuctioning on your body? 079-899-6226.
That was a Capricorn FM podcast. For more podcasts, visit capricornfm.co.za.